out in the park, and that's, I guess, not a major hike for me, for you, but for me, a little trail in the park is that's a big deal, because I'm not a big hiker kind of person. I ran into a father who was in some discussion with his daughter. She was tired, and she just wanted to go home and was begging him to carry her bucket of rocks that she had accumulated. Now, evidently, they've been out there for a little while. I don't know about that. She'd been picking up rocks and twigs and dumping them in this little plastic pink bucket. You, if you had a little daughter, somewhere between the age of 2 and 5, probably had a little plastic pink bucket and a little boy, a blue one. You know what I'm talking about. Now, however, she wanted to go home. She was done with this. She was too tired to walk and certainly too tired to carry the bucket. So she was crying. And she said to her dad that to carry her bucket for her. And he said, no. He could see how tired she was, but he could also see something she could not see. He knew she needed someone to do something more than just carry her bucket. So he knelt down, like he was telling her a little secret. And he asked her to carry the bucket while he picked her up and carried her on his shoulders. Man, did she start to cry. The squirrels were rattled in the park. I mean, it was noisy. She didn't want to carry the bucket, and he wasn't getting the message. But he lifted her up anyway. And he hoisted her with her bucket on his shoulder, and he started to walk towards, I assume, home. As I watched him, I saw her rest the pink bucket on the top of Dad's head while they were traveling out of the park. The rocks, the twigs, all that stuff. It was a sight to see. It was a father and a daughter joined together in a labor of love. Now, I know the analogy breaks down, but something like that is what's going on in this gospel text that's on the screen. Come to me, all you are weary and heavy laden. I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest in your, for your soul. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Jesus is calling out to everybody who's just weary, heavy laden, who's just tired, who's tried Calgon, come take me away, and it didn't work. She's calling out to them and saying, follow me. Those who follow are given a yoke to bear. Yet when they bear that yoke, they find themselves carried and they find themselves cared for, completely resting in this Lord and his love. This call of Jesus should sound strange in our contemporary ears. In our world, leaders gather around them people who are successful, who can contribute to the mission. Whether they're drafting players in sports, adding workers in a startup company that's just getting off the ground, smart leaders surround themselves with those who succeed. That's the way you do it. In fact, smart leaders keep their eyes out on the strong, on the wise, on those who are willing and able to make a positive contribution. You've heard this before. A chain is only as strong as its weakest link. Jesus, however, does the opposite. He says, y'all, just give me the weakest link. His eyes out there looking all the time, not for the strong. He's looking for the needy. The left behind, the one who feels forgotten. He calls those who are weary and heavy laden. And he says, tell you what, just come follow me. That's all you have to do. Jesus wants you. You know what your trials and your burdens are. You know what your personal stresses are. You know what the burden is that beats on you, and it's not the same as the person sitting next to you. Jesus wants you. If you live among the tombs, possessed by demons, hurting yourself with stones and frightening others with cries, Jesus would walk among the dead just to speak with you. If for years you've tried to provide emotional support for your spouse, and yet you feel like I have failed miserably, so much so that you're about to give up and walk away from the marriage, Jesus says, come a little closer. Listen in. Can't you hear me calling? If you have questions about God that weigh on your mind and issues with the church that just seem to smother your soul at times, like how could this be at my church? Jesus says, wait, wait, just wait. I've opened a door for you. You see, a bruised reed he will not break. A smoldering wick he will not snuff out. So for those who've tried and are just tired, for those who've denied and now doubt, for those who once cared but now just cannot, Jesus is here calling and waiting and lifting and carrying you. There's a whole lot in this text we could meditate on, more than what I put up there from this gospel lesson that was read a moment ago. That like the Father's wisdom in revealing the kingdom to children. You know that as a church. You took the time to say, we need a director of Christian education as a part of our ministry here to help us get that message down to them little two-year-olds right along with our volunteer staff who are critical and priceless in what we do, but to work together as a team for how important this is because the little kids will get it. We got to tell them. We got to be sure they get the message that they know the kingdom of God. A yoke that is pleasant. That's a text that's in here. Boy, a burden that's pleasant. A burden that's light. Perhaps in a world that's weary, and I think right now as I look out at the world, this looks pretty weary to me. This call of Jesus is enough for us to talk about today. You know, Jesus didn't come to be first. He came to be faithful. Faithful to his Father's mission for you. Because of that, he gathers about him all who are burdened, the people who are broken, the downtrodden, the debilitated, the meek, the mourning, the despised, the suffering. These are the ones Jesus gathers. Why? Because he's not going to rely on human wisdom or strength. In humble obedience, he will do the will of his Father Jesus. Did not come to win, but Jesus came to lose. Did you know that? He came to be beaten. He came to be broken. He came to be cast aside and to die for you, for me. And then he will rise. So you might know that no failure, no weakness, no sin, no suffering will ever separate you from the love of God that's yours in Christ Jesus. Your Savior has borne all the sin. Savior has endured all the suffering that might bring all God's grace to all of this exhausted, weary, burdened world. Whatever unmerciful master has you in his toils, and you know the pain of that master. And if you don't have one right at this moment, just think back. I know you know what I'm speaking about. Jesus calls you to become his. He calls you to find rest. And he will certainly give it because he is God himself. Come into this world to break every evil power and to set all of his people free. That's why Jesus is doing when he lays down his life for us at the cross. That was not an empty gesture on his part. It was a decisive blow against the devil and all the things in this world that you know of and I know of that are evil. And there's an awful lot of them lately that we see in the media, that we hear about in communities. When Jesus rose from the dead, he guaranteed to us forever that God has won the victory and that our own eyes will see his triumph over every evil power that there is and that we, even we, shall share in that victory because you know why? We just trust in Jesus. That's where our focus has to go. Not on all the broken stuff, but on the Savior. We the sufferers, the downtrodden, the ones who at times feel rather abused, the nobodies. We're among those he loves, and he came to make his own. And he says, allow me to be your master, not to harm us, but to save us, so that I can give you something, some rest. Today, Jesus invites us to be honest about our inadequacies, our ineptitude, our fears, all of our failures. Bring them to him, and he'll carry you. You know why? That's his labor of love. God grant that in your life for Jesus' sake. Amen.